This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. Elizabeth, the events of last week are unhappy. However, it's a week later, and I'm wondering your measure. Was it just a passing circus came to town and then left, you know, packed up their television cameras and went away? Or was the presidential election profoundly affected? I note one of the dogs that are not barking is the expectation that Mr. Biden will announce his reelect campaign. That was said to be in the spring, in the early spring. That was said to be here and there. Well, there's no evidence that it's going to be announced recently. How do you connect the events of last week dealing with a candidate for the presidency, who happens to be a former president, and the change of direction at the White House about Mr. Biden's timing about his reelection plans?
Well, starting with the latter issue first, I think that the timing on Joe Biden's announcement has been sideswiped frequently by things that have happened to the Biden administration or the economy or the country under his watch, and some of it self-inflicted. I mean, he was supposed to announce they were going to decide the family over Christmas whether he's going to run again and announce in January. Well, that didn't happen, I think partly because that was when we all found out that there had been secret documents found in Biden's Penn Center office and then his home. And we didn't know about it, even though it had been found before the midterm elections, which I think, you know, that just continues to rankle. I mean, I hope everyone is offended by that. They should be. There was no reason that that information was kept secret. Anyway, then we had, it was supposed to be right after the State of the Union address, and you had other problems arise, including I'm trying to think of the timing now. I guess the banking crisis a little bit after that. But there's been a series of missteps by the administration that have made the timing inopportune every time it was supposed to happen. Then it was April, and now they're talking fall. Well, you know, Joe Biden's popularity has been declining. It popped up a little bit around the turn of the year. But then since then, because of a bunch of things that have happened, including the banking crisis, including OPEC cutting oil production, et cetera, et cetera. Now they're talking the fall, which is highly unusual. Almost always an incumbent announces in the second quarter. It aligns with big fundraising months. The concern now is that July and August, I guess, are not very good fundraising months. So they really want to do it in September, October, because you want to announce with a big head of steam. I mean, in trying to envision the Biden campaign ever having a big head of steam is kind of a puzzler for me, but it apparently isn't going to happen at least until the fall now. As to Donald Trump and the impact on him, the reality is he's raised a lot of money. His base is very fired up because of his indictment. But if you look at some of the polling on the favorability of Donald Trump, it hasn't really helped his standing. I think there are a lot of moderates in the country are saying this really isn't great. We can't have the Republican Party leader be someone who could go to jail. I mean, that, you know, it's kind of a simple issue. But the reality is,
we
too,
have 30 seconds. Go ahead, Liz.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say the other shoe to drop is all the other shoes to drop. There are a lot of other legal prosecutions in the works, Georgia and others, that also could really complicate Trump's future. So I don't think that story is written yet. And I think we're going to hear a lot more about it. It's not favorable for Donald Trump.
Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business in springtime. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.